Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, everyone. This is JVL here with my Bulwark colleagues, Hannah Yost and Sonny Bunch, and we're going to break down the big news from today. Cracker Barrel, the beloved American institution, has been ruined by woke. I'm kidding. It's not ruined by woke, but they made like a big logo change, and we're all having a lot of freak out and feelings about it. Before we delve deep into what is happening at Cracker Barrel, the most urgent news of the day, hit like, hit subscribe, follow the feed, because every once in a while, you'll get a fun video like this instead of a video about the end of the Republic. Hannah, when Cracker Barrel debuted their new logo on Thursday, shares of the publicly traded company plummeted 12%. So the market doesn't like the new logo. Will you start out by telling me what your thoughts as a graphic design professional are?
It's part of a larger trend. We keep seeing all of these heritage brands take a really iconic logo and then shift to we're gonna capture the youth. We're gonna outreach and get Gen Z in, like, in our stores with a new identity that is fresh and young, and it doesn't work. They have taken the figure with the barrel off and are now have like this shiny new, it's not even like, but it's still, you still have like the classic font. It's still the same colors. There are traces, like it's not a full departure like Jaguar. Like you don't have like this huge departure, but like they are erasing like crucial elements of the logo that made it iconic and part of the American nostalgia thing that they were going for.
Did you like the old line art man next to the barrel in the Cracker Barrel? Because I just thought that was too busy in terms of like, when you reproduce it, that logo had to be reproduced at a pretty big size in order for all of the detailed lines in it to work.
If you think about it, like, where was their logo? It was on billboards, on road trips. Like, so like for what they were, it worked really well. Cause like you're driving down the road and you see this, like it's telling you what you need to know. Like, come on in. We've got a good old Southern boy and a barrel of, you know,
crackers.
Trash. Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that it had a cracker and a barrel? Is that allowed?
I don't think so.
No, is that not allowed? Okay. just checking.
Yeah, I got my
joke. So, Sonny, what are your thoughts? Do you like the new logo? It's punchy.
I want to preface all this by saying that I always knew I was never a very good Southerner, despite, you know, growing up in Florida. I was born in Arkansas, spent time in Florida and Virginia, spent most of my time in Virginia growing up. But I always knew I was never a very good Southerner because I preferred IHOP to Cracker Barrel. I'm not a Cracker Barrel guy. Does nothing
for me. You're a globalist, cuck. You like the international house of pancakes.
Exactly. I want pancakes that remind me of France and España, not Georgia or whatever. But no, so I was never a huge fan of the Cracker Barrel, but that had to do with its food. It was the food. I just didn't care for the food. I don't want food smothered in gravy and chicken fried, whatever.
Peckers and
it's not for me.
Squares.
It's not for me. But the ambiance was always fine. The ambiance was the best part of it, because you would go there and they'd have
the
like little, they'd have the boards with the pegs and you'd do the game and you have to like
cheesers.
Jump one. Exactly. I loved all that stuff. Great down home fun. For me, I don't care that much about the sign redesign. I saw that yesterday. I was like, whatever. It looks fine. It looks. I didn't have very strong feelings about it. I was not like, oh, we got to keep the guy. We got to keep We got to keep the guy in the barrel. We need that.
Bring back Tractor Man.
The bigger issue for me is the redesign of the stores. Hmm. Like when I saw the videos of the store, people like doing the 360 spin around, you know, the store showing what they look like now, I was horrified because
what do they look like, Sonny? Tell me.
Well, if I had to describe it to you, if you sat somebody down in front of HGTV and made them consume 10,000 hours of remodeling shows, and then you had that person find a team of OCD crippled individuals and said, take these junk drawers and rearrange them and put them on the walls. That's what you would get. You would get like minimalist junk drawers, which sounds like a contradiction because it is. It looks terrible. It's like they have on the walls, they have... The only way I can describe it, again, is minimalist junk drawer. They have like rolling pins, like 50 rolling pins on a board on the wall, but they're all perfectly organized, like they had Rain Man there with a ruler making sure that they were all perfectly even. And I like it actually makes me kind of mad to look at, because I'm just like, who thinks this looks good? Now this is part of my natural war against HGTV and their kind of like gray tile remodel home aesthetic. That is what this reminds me of in many ways, but also it just I don't understand who this appeals to. Who is the audience for this?
Is this private equity? They brought in a new CEO. What else changed? Is this because like who
no,
appeals
I mean, it's
to?
Been publicly traded. I don't
it
think
it is. Okay. But it looks like the corporate idea of what Gen Z likes. Like it looks like the Pinterestification.
Well, she's from our new CEO, a nice gal named Julie Messino, long history in retail. She came up through Macy's and Starbucks and Coach and Godiva, interestingly enough, in her early years. But then she spent the bulk of her career at Starbucks and then Taco Bell. So I would say this makes
tracks.
A little bit of sense. Yeah. Right. A little bit of sense. And she was previously CEO of a Los Angeles cupcake business. Do with that as you may. And anyway, I understand the idea because the old Cracker Barrel aesthetic, and here I'm talking about the retail portion of the store, and that's where they've been getting killed. So their retail sales since beginning their redesigns have gone down, even while their food and bev sales have gone up a little bit. It looked like a container ship from China just threw up inside the lobby of the Cracker Barrel. Like that was, I mean, the aesthetic was just chaos, tchotchke chaos. Nothing in there actually costs more than 7 cents to manufacture. And what it is it's a trap for parents, because your children, while you're waiting 45 minutes to sit down at a table to have a biscuit that costs $4, your children are wandering around saying, can I buy this? Can I buy this? Can I buy this? Can I buy this? And the stuff they want is a combination of toys that are going to fall apart in 5 minutes and sugar products. They're going to make them vibrate while you're still trapped in the car for 12 hours driving to the beach. So I think I'm okay with redesigning.
No.
In theory,
no,
the Cracker Barrel.
The conceit of it was like the old country store. So I pulled up the old logo and it's the old country store is in the logo. And it's like, and if you look at it, the K, like it goes up and it forms like a lasso around. So I think that like what they're actually going for is like the old main street you walk in and like all the tchotchkes, the convenience of it. But no, the way that they've described it is decluttering the interiors.
Did they go through any retail item that did not spark joy, they threw out?
they Marie Kondo'd Cracker Barrel, which she's now like come back from that. Like there's actually been a huge whiplash and like backlash against all of that minimalism. Like Kyle Chakia writes about this a lot, how like the global airspace and like the minimalist aesthetic is more globalist than like they are turning Cracker Barrel, that's like the popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Into IHOP basically and making it more of a direct competitor rather than leaning into the heritage, which is an interesting choice given like our current political climate. You'd think that like here's our history and we're proud of it.
Oh,
I guess not.
So you think Cracker Barrel has been conquered by the wokes?
Sunny disagrees with me, but I think maybe.
I want to hear it. give me your argument here, Anna.
Well, if you look, I've been thinking about it, and like, you know how there's that saying where all Americans think that they are temporarily embarrassed millionaires. I think part of like America's refusal to deal with like the repercussions of slavery and all of this is that like it is a temporarily embarrassing part of our history that we don't really like. That was just, that's not part of like the actual narrative of our history, but like it is. And Cracker Barrel was, I mean, thinking about it as like the Western country storefront kind of goes against the Southern identity that it actually has. Like in point of fact, it's from the South, but it's like pantomiming a Western aesthetic, and like the two colliding is kind of awkward. But I don't know where to go now.
Sunny, you are going to let them, you who are an anti-woke crusader, we're going to let the DEIs off the hook for this.
There's a long time saying on the left, and I get in fights with my film critic friends about this, that all art is political. And that is kind of what this, there's this kind of nascent MAGA movement on Twitter to be like, everything I don't like is woke. And this is, you see it here, and you see it. Look, there is an argument to be made, right, that like, think about the McDonald's rebrands away from like play places and like, you know, kind of colorful, wacky looking chairs to like the more blocky, modernist, minimalist aesthetic. You've seen that a lot. You see this in Taco Bell, right? Taco Bell has gone from like the kind of like Alamo style buildings, right, to the big, what I can only describe as like they look like modern apartment complexes, that kind of like rectangular, straight, like, and I prefer the old Taco Bells. I like that. I like the old play places. The question is this a political move? You know, and there are arguments. I have seen people argue that like they want to erase children from public spaces. This is the woke single childless women are trying to do this, blah, blah. And like, I don't think so. I don't think it's that. I really don't think it's that. I think it's just like there is this idea that people want clean lines and they want empty spaces. They want open floor plans. That's what we want. We don't want to like block people off with walls, and we don't want too much stuff in the way. We want them to be able to see all over the place. So if you're at the Cracker Barrel, you can conference with the table two tables over. Be like, hey, you getting those biscuits over there? We're doing the gravy today. Is that like, that's the feeling I get from this. I don't think it's woke. I just think it's dumb.
My point was that it was like, it's a reminder though of the past. Like if you walk into a wood paneled like store that has the checkers set out and the walls are decorated with cotton, like it's going to evoke a certain
Song of the South.
Yeah. So maybe like if you're a corporate person looking at the research that, yeah, this is going to be a turnoff to Gen Z who is sensitive about everything.
Let me read to you something that Julie Massino said at a conference not long ago. Everybody has a Cracker Barrel origin story, whether they stopped by Cracker Barrel on their way to grandma's years ago and for Christmas or holidays, or whether they were traveling for soccer. Everybody has a connection and a story, and they're always very emotional and heartfelt. I'm sorry, is that true? Because
yes.
My connection to Cracker Barrel is that's the place you stop when one of the kids needs a bathroom between rest areas. And it's like, that's all it is. Does anybody ever go to a Cracker
You're
Barrel when
New
they
Jersey.
Are not traveling?
You're
yeah, you're
New
a Yankee.
York.
Does anybody ever go to Cracker Barrel except when traveling along the interstate?
So
this is a sincere question.
I do. I actually do have anecdotal data. So Alec is from, my husband's from Lumberton, North Carolina, and Cracker Barrel was the most popular place for these Southern rural people to go to after church because it was like
nice-ish.
No, I'm not kidding.
My family, it was like the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's a poor town.
This is Yankee talk here.
This is like a southern northern divide here.
You can't really be serious.
And maybe a little rural urban divide too.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I mean, look, this is JBL, this is snob. You're being a little bit snobby right now. That's fine. That's okay. That's all right. This is a safe space. This is a safe space. So you can do that. I would say I'm more with you. I was never a Cracker Barrel guy. When my friends and I would discuss like what we were, if we were going to go to a diner style restaurant, it would be like Denny's or IHOP. It was never Cracker Barrel. We never really were into that. And I find her whole like sub Don Draper, like the emotional connection that everybody has to Cracker. Come on.
Cracker
like,
Barrel.
Let's
toasted.
Not, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm like, I kind of shy away from all that. But even if it's true, let's take it entirely at face value that everybody has this emotional connection that they have with Cracker Barrel, that they walk into it and they feel the feelings. Wouldn't you want to keep it the same? Wouldn't you want to try to emphasize that instead of being like, look, you've walked into a museum of horrors. You've walked into the ultra organized kitchen of somebody who has never actually been into a real working kitchen before. Like I don't understand having that idea for the brand and then executing it this way. That there's a disconnection there for me.
Yeah, she's talking out of one side of her mouth and she's doing another thing. Like she's just trying to sell it. But like the research that they're going to lean on is going to be trying to get more foot traffic, and the foot traffic is going to come from a different demographic than they currently are attracting. And the current demographic that they're attracting is going to be older people on road trips.
Interesting. It's all so interesting.
Do you want to hear my personal?
I want to hear your personal. I want to hear your emotional connection and your journey with the Cracker Barrel brand.
That, like, my family did go to Cracker Barrel a lot growing up because we would drive so much. Like my grandfather was a truck driver, and they loved Cracker Barrel. They loved Cracker Barrel because you know what they did? They used to. This was like in the pre-streaming era. Cracker Barrel function kind of like a library. You could
for audiobooks,
check out
for
audiobooks. CD. So yeah. My grandfather would like every time we would go on a road trip, we would go to Cracker Barrel and pick out books. And that was like, we couldn't buy anything in the store because again, it was like sugar hell, but we could pick out entertainment for the road trip.
Yeah. Cause that would, so you'd buy, get your books on tape or your books on CD, and then you buy it for full price, but you can return it to any other Cracker Barrel and get like all but $3 back or something like that. Yeah. So it was like the red box of audiobooks.
way before that. Like I was like a kid and I remember us doing this.
All right. Before we get out of here, I need your predictions. Does the Cracker Barrel re-logo design stand? Or does this get disappeared like the Gap rebrand? Remember there's a Gap rebrand?
2010.
Yeah.
It lasted like 3 days.
What do you guys think?
I think this ends up standing. I think there's too much money invested, or maybe what happens is they only do like a handful of stores like this, and you know they leave some of the other ones the same. I'm kind of curious how broad this rebrand is, but I do think the sign rebrand will either stand as is, or they'll have some sort of minimalist man with a minimalist Cracker Barrel with a minimalist, you know, like they'll have like a I don't know. As you said, there's too many lines in that. There's a lot going on there. Maybe something a little simpler. A little man with a little
cylinder. So, Hannah, do you think they'll walk it back by just like introducing a secondary logo that is less extreme, and then over time just balance, you know, like A-B testing, the secondary logo becomes the main logo and this one has disappeared? Or do you think there's a chance like 3 days from now this thing just it just goes belly up and they pull the plug on it?
No, Sonny is right. It's too much money. It's $700 million transformation plan. Like they're like, I know Suncost Fallacy, maybe they pull the plug on it, but like, I think that like they're pretty committed to this. And again, look at a brand like Jaguar that did the same thing where they like abandoned this iconic, beautiful, but complicated thing. The only hope I have for it would be looking at a brand like Burberry, where they, for a decade there, they did the whole luxury minimalist thing, and they have completely scrapped that for return to the classic crest and the horses and whatnot. I don't have a lot of hope for it, the retail space, though. I feel like that they are super, there's like the wokeification sensitive stuff I do think will stand, which is tragic.
Well, guys, there you have it. We finally got to do a fun video. We will return to the collapse of democracy at your regularly scheduled time very soon. Good luck, America.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.